This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 12. False prophets. Our reading comes from Ezekiel chapter 13. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who are now prophesying. Say to those who prophesy out of their own imagination, 'Hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Your prophets, Israel, are like jackals among ruins. You have not gone up to the breaches in the wall to repair it for the people of Israel, so that it will stand firm in the battle on the day of the Lord. Their visions are false, and their divinations a lie. Even though the Lord has not sent them, they say, 'The Lord declares,' and expect him to fulfill their words. Have you not seen false visions and uttered lying divinations when you say, 'The Lord declares,' though I have not spoken? Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because of your false words and lying visions, I am against you, declares the sovereign Lord. My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. They will not belong to the council of my people or be listed in the records of Israel, nor will they enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the sovereign Lord. Because they lead my people astray, saying, 'Peace,' when there is no peace, and because when a flimsy wall is built, therefore tell those who cover it with whitewash that it is going to fall. Rain will come in torrents, and I will send hailstones hurtling down, and violent winds will burst forth. When the wall collapses, will people not ask you, 'Where is the whitewash you covered it with?' Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In my wrath, I will unleash a violent wind, and in my anger, hailstones and torrents of rain will fall with destructive fury. I will tear down the wall you have covered with whitewash, and will level it to the ground, so that its foundation will be laid bare. When it falls, you will be destroyed in it, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I will pour out my wrath against the wall and against those who covered it with whitewash. I will say to you, 'The wall is gone, and so are those who whitewashed it.' Those prophets of Israel who prophesied to Jerusalem and saw visions of peace for her when there was no peace, declares the sovereign Lord." Prophets must speak the true word of God. There were many times in ancient Israel when people spoke out and led others to believe they were prophets. But they had no revelation from God. God had not sent them. And yet people expected their words to be fulfilled. Through Ezekiel, God reminded the people about those false prophets. They spoke out of their own imagination. A prophet's main function was to serve as God's representative by communicating God's word to his people. True prophets never spoke on their own authority or personal opinion. This remains a warning today to all preachers and teachers. The image of false teachings as a whitewashed, flimsy wall being destroyed is powerful. In a storm, it will fall, providing no defense. False teachings and lies have no place in God's kingdom. They must be rooted out, like weeds that would choke a garden and keep it from bearing good fruits and vegetables. Today, our foundation for truth is God's word in the Bible. If someone says, "God spoke to me, and God is telling us to do this or that," it should agree with the clear teaching of the Bible. If it doesn't, it's false. All of the Bible's teaching points to Jesus as the one who saves by God's amazing grace and love, and he calls us to share the good news everywhere. In what ways are you bringing God's news today? Pray with me. Lord, guard us against our wrong opinions and faulty thinking. Reveal your word to us more and more, so that we may be your faithful witnesses. In your name we pray, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.